make sure to subscribe, damn it. What's up, pals? What's up, gang? How you doing?
Hello.
Doing great. Sometimes I pick up on phrases and I just use them to as much as possible. Like I just heard the other day, sometimes it be like that. And now I'm saying it all the time.
May I ask where you heard that? Yeah. Like in what context was that?
I heard it. I was listening to some, it was in the background and somebody said, sometimes it be like that. And I was like, damn. Ooh. Word.
Keep that in
mind. you're like, I'm going to start saying this all the time.
Yeah, it's like when I was a kid, I would hear my parents say, when in Rome, and I would use it when I didn't need to. It's like somebody would be like hey, dinner's ready, and I'd be like, when in Rome? They'd be like, what?
Here's my experience with that.
Yeah.
I do want to be like that, but I feel like conflicted about using that. I don't know. I just don't think I can pull it off, but I think you can.
Yeah, yeah.
yep, that makes sense. That makes sense. You can totally pull it off. Moses can pull off a lot of stuff.
Sometimes, right? Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it be like that.
Satan, where are you at?
Waiting for my big intro moment. I like that when in Rome and sometimes it be like that are mean the same thing.
Yeah. It do be like that when in Rome.
It's kind of brilliant.
So Moses isn't just obsessed with phrases. He's obsessed with phrases that specifically mean, just do it.
Yeah, right.
Just do it.
Yeah, which is actually the
Nike.
Yeah, I
the
hate Nike. That. I've always hated that. It's like, just do it. It's like, don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. Fuck you.
It's like when people say, all right,
I'll
have
do
a good
it
day.
I want to do it.
When they say, have a good day, I'd be like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I might have a bad day today, and that's okay.
Enjoy your meal.
How dare you?
Enjoy.
How dare you?
Tell me to enjoy my meal. Maybe I don't want to enjoy it. Don't tell me what to do.
Enjoy your meal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good
comeback.
Sometimes
you feel like that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
First story I have lined up to talk about today on Stranger Gods Part 2, A Deal with God. Did NASA find hell? Scientists brace for first glimpse of world that constantly burns.
I don't know what this means, and it scares me.
Let me tell you one thing straight up. Scientists didn't find hell.
They didn't, Satan?
No.
They didn't.
No?
This isn't. You're telling me that this planet that constantly burns is not hell, not your planet of hell.
That's one of the circles of hells, but they didn't find actual
lies. Hell. It's lies from the pit of hell. Is this chill hell?
No. Look at it. Does it look like chill hell? It's on fire, constantly burning.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like scientists are bracing for their first glimpse. We've seen it. We've been living it. I don't understand first glimpse. Sometimes it be like that.
This is so terrifying.
No, you know how last week I was talking about how I've invested all my money into a water park?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This was my attempt. This is the island. This is the planet where I'm trying to build a water park.
Did you ever come up with a good rhyme?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
A rhyming name, something like Noah's Ark Water Park.
That's good. I think we landed on Swahel.
Oh, yeah.
Swell.
That's wet hell.
You're going to have a swell time.
So anyway, they got one of your planets, Satan. Watch out. They'll be there in like a couple thousand years or something. Maybe.
I'm not worried about NASA. NASA, come at me.
Come at me.
If you're listening, I've got a feud with you guys. Let's go.
Oh, is that really? You have a feud with NASA?
Yeah.
That might explain some things.
I feel like he has a feud with a lot of people.
That might explain some things that have happened.
Oh, what?
But you don't have a feud with space. But no feud with SpaceX, right?
No, I love SpaceX. I think what they're doing is killer.
So SpaceX is like the USFL. And then NASA is the NFL. Am I correct on that?
Ooh.
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
What's the USFL?
Exactly.
I don't know about that, Moses.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's like the old, like, I think even Trump invested in it. It was like back from the 80s, I think.
Oh, my God.
Space Force? Wait, are we talking about Space Force now?
No, Space Force.
Has anyone watched Space Force on Netflix?
I watched the first season.
So did I.
I don't know. No, not that I can't invest in the second. I'm There's other things that
so
I'm starting.
So many other
that,
options right yeah, now.
Right.
I know. There's so much good TV.
I feel like there was not good TV for a long time, like for a good two months.
Right.
And then it all came at once.
And now it's like The Boys is back on Amazon.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan is here. Obi-Woke. We got
Star Trek.
Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Have you been checking that out, Psyche?
Yes. And the what's
Orville,
the other one that just
Orville.
Came out?
The Orville is
the
back.
The Orville, yes. Yep.
It's too much. My cup runneth over.
It's so my much whole, space.
My holy grail is so full.
Hey, listen,
of
when in
streaming
Rome.
Goodness right
when
now.
In Rome.
It's so much space. When in Rome.
It do be like that.
But I would like to talk about this next movie.
Yeah, there's another one that's going to drop. It's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Hell what? Yeah.
Have you all seen the face of Winnie
oh,
the Pooh?
Bother.
What?
Have you not seen the face?
No. Winnie the okay. Pooh, Blood and Honey?
I need you movie? To look at the face and the mask that they have created for this Winnie the Pooh. I'm going to say something controversial. I've never been a fan of Winnie the Pooh. I was in I was in a musical up in heaven one day.
You have an axe to grind with Winnie the Pooh.
I have an axe to grind, and I was like a chicken or something. As a child,
I'm looking at it.
It was terrible.
God, I'm looking at it.
I never was a fan.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Check it out. Basically, what happened is the copyright on Winnie the Pooh, that the stranglehold that Disney had on it, ran out.
You're kidding. That's what happened?
Yeah.
Really?
So now there's all these alternate, like different
they can't do
versions
the face,
of Winnie the Pooh.
They can't do what Disney drew Winnie the Pooh as.
No, they can't make it look like Winnie the Pooh. Disney's version, but they can
horrible.
Do these horrible things.
Yes. How
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey,
this?
It's a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh, right? It's got nasty kill scenes. Oh, I don't like this.
No, I'm
but I have to say, as a horror movie buff, I'm pretty excited to see it.
No,
yeah.
No,
I am not a fan
no.
of horror movies.
I'm just not a fan of this. This is my, I'm just a.
I mean, I like Stranger
just
Things,
a bizarre,
but not this.
It's a bizarre mask, too. It's
and that's
it's
the thing.
Creepy because it's skinny face.
So just to reiterate, so the copyright ran out, so anybody can really do anything with it. However, they can't do exactly the drawing that Disney did.
They have to have their own version.
Their own version.
And in their world, what happened to these guys? Well, basically, Pooh and Piglet. Experienced a drastic drop in food as Christopher Robin grew up. Over the years, they became increasingly hungry and feral. They had to resort to eating Eeyore.
Wait, are you making this up?
No, this is from the link.
Oh, my God.
Then Christopher Robin returns with his wife to introduce her to his old friends. And when that happens, they get enraged when they see...
you know, the
all
name
of the hatred
is
they've
off.
Built up over the years unleashes and they go on this rampage. Because, you know, Winnie the Pooh needs honey. To survive. Winnie the Pooh is a honey addict. I'll just say it.
Oh, yeah.
There's never a time where he's not like, honey, honey.
I will jump off a cloud and down to earth with nothing to save me if you tell me that Kenny Loggins is writing a new version of Christopher Robin for this movie. That will be
is
the
that,
end of it.
Is that what he did originally?
Oh, my God. That song, yeah, Kenny Loggins, Christopher Robin. It's a brilliant song. It's from Return to Pooh Corner.
Wow.
It's a beautiful
this
song.
It's a deep cut.
It is a beautiful song.
This
it's
is
one
a
of my favorites.
Very deep
Return
cut by Moses.
I played it for my child.
Wow.
It's Kenny Loggins.
I need to get, you know what I like is Carly Simon in the Piglet movie.
Yes. See all these wonderful memories. And now you got this. Yeah. This is very upsetting.
I think that I will be showing my child Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it's whatever, Psyche. Do whatever you have to do to spoil that child.
I think I would have renamed it, though, Winnie the Pooh for Blood and Honey. I think that there's something like more intense about that. Like, Blood and Honey just sounds like a cheap horror film. Like, if it was for Blood and Honey,
it sounds like a pirate
a little
thing.
More proper.
Isn't
now
there
it
like
sounds,
a, it sounds like a 70s band or a song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You want the Blood Withering Heights of Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. That's what I would like. I'd
for
like
Blood
a
and
up,
Honey.
Like,
a period,
what is it, an
a
upper,
prestige
upper
period,
brow?
Please.
Yeah, they say like upper brow or something. Yeah, that's what I want.
Because they are clearly English, right? And of a time. and of a time, so you can incorporate that.
For
right.
blood and honey.
For blood and honey on the high seas.
I'm telling you, I am shook by this news. I'm very upset about this news. I'm
up
shook.
On the 100-acre ocean.
Oh, wow.
Good
and
times.
And then we have Stranger Things.
And now Stranger Things, woo. You know. So I have one episode left.
I've got two.
You've got two. Oh. Moses finished it.
I did. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I'm on episode two.
Yeah.
Wow, we're all watching it. This is the first time on the God Pod that we've all seen something.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Wow. Yeah.
This is how big it is right now. And that's why I had to make this a two-part Stranger Gods series. Because, shit, we might have to do three. We might just keep going.
Yeah,
because
I want to discuss this when you're all done watching.
And yeah, exactly. So, and it's just too much fun. And the news. I don't want to talk about the news.
I am excited that a younger generation is experiencing Kate Bush, because Kate Bush has been an all-time favorite of mine. So I do appreciate that.
We're going to talk about Kate Bush. We're going to talk about running up that hill and making a deal with God. Mm. We're going to talk about first link, though. I have, it says right here, Stranger Things won't save Netflix. This is a big story. Big wow. swing by The Atlantic.
No kidding.
I don't think Netflix is going anywhere, guys. I got to be honest.
That's probably why they brought in that new character, the Muppet, at the end of this. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Introduced the Muppet.
Spoiler alert.
Into...
The Muppet.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
They're bringing a Muppet.
Wait, Disney is buying Netflix?
No, I'm kidding. I just wanted that moment where you guys were going to go, what?
I thought it was weird the fourth episode where they have that whole thing where they go to Disneyland for half the episode.
Just this doesn't seem that bad. There's no monsters
spoilers
here.
At the end.
Man, oh, no. Wow. Eleven must be in Disneyland. Let's go.
No, she's in Jurassic Park. Remember, they go to Disney, they go to Universal, and they discover they go back to the future, and they go to Jurassic Park, and then they re-experience everything.
Mm. Spoilies. You know, there is an upside down version of Disney World.
What?
Disneyland. There's an upside down version of everything in the world.
Oh, well, sure.
Following the logic of the series.
I love this. This is where God shows us his drawings of the upside down.
It's why there's Winnie the Pooh for Blood and Honey.
Yeah, the upside mm-hmm. down of
exactly.
Disney World.
Exactly, that's the upside down version.
The upside down of Disney World is Disneyland.
You think
I've been there, Satan.
We love Disneyland.
We don't like Disneyland.
Disney World is a far superior to Disneyland.
Not a fan.
Disneyland is the, I don't know, the hood.
Disney World Disney. Is far less superior.
I
it's
like
for the
Disney.
Commoners.
I
here
love,
we go.
I
here
actually
we go.
Love
we're going to lose 10 minutes to this.
I love Disneyland because
right,
it's a
okay.
version of its own
it's
hell.
The original. It's original. Original.
It's,
OG.
No,
we're not
started
talking
off
about
with
Disney.
Hell.
Disney's not going anywhere.
I funded Disneyland originally. Walt Disney approached me. He's like, I've got this kind of heinous idea. And I went, all right, you got 30 minutes on the clock, baby. Give me your pitch.
Let's go.
Once he pitched It's a Small World breaking down every time you're on it, I was like, I'm in. You do whatever
sold.
You want. Let's
sold.
Do it.
Talking about the season, though, Stranger Things fans noticed a heartbreaking detail about Will Byers' birthday in the new season. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
Are we acknowledging that Will is obviously going to come out of the closet on the show?
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah.
Really? Is that?
I'm living for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite like deep cuts of the show.
Maybe.
See, I don't. I said deep
no,
cut.
That,
not,
this,
not,
this
not
is,
didn't make sense.
Not, whatever
that
about
didn't
it,
make sense.
If that happens, I don't know.
Such
this is
a
not,
deep cut. What's my favorite related? Cut? That kid is gay.
Yeah, in season two, they reveal that Will's birthday is March 22, but in the new season, they pick up like Mike in California on March 22. And they spend a whole day together, and no one ever acknowledges that it's Will's birthday.
Wait, so,
so
wait,
I gotta ask. So I have to ask. I have to ask the writers of Stranger Things. Like, did you intend to do that, or was this one of those classic? Whoops.
Well, how do we know he's getting picked up on March 22?
They say the date.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that
because on the title card of the first episode, the Hellfire Club, it says the date is March 21, 1986. And so they just totally ignored that it was Will's birthday. Okay.
No, they do all those little, you know, secret, you know, Easter eggs all the time on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the main guy being Stanley from the Stanley Kubrick from Full Metal Jacket.
What do you think, Moses? Well, intentional or not intentional?
I think it's intentional.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think it's intentional.
I think it's intentional because
I don't think it's intentional either, Satan. I'm on your side.
Woo!
Nope, they're not stupid.
But it was one of these things where somebody said March 22nd. It was like the fans did the math and it turned out to be March 22nd. Mm. And then it was like, so I could see the writers go like, whoops. But it didn't not work.
Whoops, forgot it.
It did not work. It was just terrible. Nobody talked to this kid on his birthday and he didn't say anything.
Here's the thing. You have to understand when they get off the plane, right? And they go to see him, right? And they see 11. No, it's kind of like an odd interaction, right? You know what I mean? Everyone's kind of ignoring. So like it would make sense like, oh, they forgot his birthday.
Yeah. You know, just the kid that they was, you know, the star of season one who was trapped in the upside down and they saved him, you know, the whole focal point of the show.
But maybe there's a whole gay thing now, you know? I don't know.
Damn it, psyche. Worst therapist ever.
I love these conspiracies. I love them.
It's a conspiracy, but I'm telling you, come part two, okay? If he comes out of the closet. Just saying.
Let me tell you, this is my first gay conspiracy, and I'm glad you're all here.
I'm here for it.
Happy Pride.
I'm starting it.
It seems like maybe there's some hints to that, yeah. Okay, so I have this next section is called Stranger Gods.
Wait, can I ask one more question? Does anyone else get super freaked out by Uma Thurman's daughter sounding exactly like her?
A little bit.
Wait, back up here. Who? What?
See, I see more Ethan Hawke in her.
Uma Thurman's daughter?
Yeah, the friend.
Yeah.
The girl who's gay.
And the lesbian.
That's Uma Thurman's daughter?
Daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
I just
want
to take a minute to say Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Happy Pride. Woo. What's wrong with this? This is a great conversation.
Well, God, this is your fault. It's Pride Month and you started the episode with Stranger Gods.
So?
But yeah,
I'm waiting for the next episode with Jesus.
Okay.
So we can get some, you know.
The serious important episode.
Authenticity.
Yeah, the serious important episode. Moses, how's it going over there on those episodes?
It's can't really talk about it. It's pretty important stuff. It's pretty serious. But let's be goofy.
We talked about Stranger Things the last episode. Okay.
Yeah, the important side.
We don't like that.
On the next one, we have comedian Judy Gold is going to stop by. Mm.
Congrats. On this next episode, we have comedian Carrot Top stopping by. He's just a friend. He's going to be on my chat. He's going to be on borrowing my mic.
We have the lower ratings, Satan. We have the lower ratings.
Are you for real? Did you book Carrot Top?
I booked Carrot.
No. I would
totally do that.
I didn't book Carrot Top
as much as I just invited him to come hang out my couch for a week.
What's funny is you're getting a prop comedian to be on a podcast, and it's like, what else does he got? What can
he's
he do?
He's not going to do well. He's going to be like, imagine the noise of a vacuum combined with the smashing of a glass.
Has anyone watched his Instagrams? They're very entertaining.
Okay.
Psyche is a person that would love Carrot Top. That
way off track.
I love Chris Angel Mind Freak too.
Oh my God.
Just put on this title for this episode, Carrot Top coming to the pod?
Oh, good Lord.
His name is Scott Thompson. What is this?
It is?
Wait, that's his real name? The guy from the Kids in the Hall, Scott Thompson?
Coincidence. The Silly Gang is in full gear today.
Silly Gang. It's so horrible.
We're silly.
It's a silly gang. It's like during the serious pod, we're like, let's do that for the Silly Gang episode. Yeah, let's throw that over there.
Yeah.
Satan, I understand.
Yeah.
It's just the effect of Satan.
Well, now I'm
psyche.
Just sitting here watching Carrot Top Instagram videos, trying to figure out if they're actually funny.
No, watch his Instagram. It's pretty good. It's pretty entertaining.
Psyche, honey. Psyche.
Honey.
Psyche.
Honey.
I don't think this is it. Speaking of pride, is Carrot Top gay?
No.
Wow.
Everyone's a little gay. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. Happy Pride. Not.
That'd be pride.
Okay.
He's wearing a lot of rainbow stuff.
I did have a list of like 10 gods that I think
I'm reading them.
Stranger than me.
Carrot Top has definitely dabbled in the penis. Come on.
Okay.
Inanna. This is cool. There's
at the top of the list is Loki.
Oh.
Who else? We got Pan. Pan, because he fucks goats.
I have to say this Inanna is pretty cool.
Yeah. Cronus. Cronus famously ate his own baby.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done that. Let's see. Isis. Oh, yeah. That one's crazy fucked up. They named a whole, like, you know, terrorist group after it.
I don't think those are the same, but yeah.
Okay. Dionysius in Greece. The Greek god of wine, intoxication, chaos, and ritual frenzy. Wait, what the fuck is this? Number 10 on the list is Abrahamic God.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah, dude.
This is so bizarre. I'm sorry. I'm like very intensely reading these.
Dude, I'm so sorry, man. You are a weirdo.
I should have read this link before discussing it. All right. I was also Google searching, like, and then you know how, like, Google searching strange gods. And then Google does these search results, like, people also ask, right?
Right.
And then the top one was, who is the lamest god? I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's Koalamos from ancient Greece. Do you know him, Psyche?
No.
He's the god of stupidity.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm smart.
And then the most unpopular god people wanted to know, apparently that's Ares. Is that true? Was Ares unpopular in Greek god high school?
Ares, because I'm an Ares, so come on, let's not.
I don't think Ares was that unpopular.
Okay, it said he was the most unpopular.
I don't think that's true. I think he just wore the same shirt to school for two weeks in a row.
Quick, quick temper, aggressiveness, and unquenchable thirst for conflict.
Yeah, he was fun.
I guess he was cool with you. That tracks. Okay, who was the ugliest god? Hephaestus, voted most ugly.
Man, that's so mean. Guy's in a wheelchair, ripped apart by Zeus.
Yeah, this is Google. Google is mean. The next question people want to know is there a Greek god of poop?
That's an interesting one.
And the answer is yes. Sterculius was the god of the privy.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
Then it starts to run off the rails a little bit. Next question was, is there a god fart? And that's not, you know, correct. But yes, Crepitus is an alleged Roman god of flatulence. Okay. Much weirder than me, I think. Is there a comedy god? Yes.
Carrot Top.
I have to say, I love this comedy god.
Yeah.
How do you think you say that? Talia?
Talia, yeah, one of the nine muses, patron of comedy.
That's up for debate because he did a lot of mime stuff, and everybody thought that was really funny back then.
So the next
doesn't hold. It was racy mime stuff. It doesn't think it holds up anymore.
Right. You know how like people also ask starts to run off a rail here. The next question, we're going like most popular god, most unpopular, ugliest. Next question is, do dogs fart?
Do dogs fart? Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, they do.
I searched
100%
that.
Mine is all the time.
I was really curious. I searched that.
And that, yes, the answer is yes, of obviously. Course. They fart without like shame or remorse.
No shame whatsoever.
They'll just show up right in front of you and fart in your
they
face.
Do. Of course they do. That's
and
the
then
thing.
They'll lick your face and you're like, you sick freak.
That's why when you're in the room with other people and you always blame the fart on the dog.
Always.
Exactly. Everybody's like, oh, yeah.
And then this next one caught my eye. It's people
it
ask
would, who, it would.
Who is the most badass Greek goddess?
Surprise, surprise, I'm on there.
Guess who's number three on the list? Psyche.
Nice.
Booyakasha.
Nice.
Whoa. Dude, congrats, Psyche. That's huge for you. I'm so proud of you for making this Google list of sexiest, most badass Greek goddesses.
I have to tell you, Artemis is a dear friend of mine. Great, great, great human too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have a podcast or something
and Athena,
coming out?
And Athena.
Did they write the article?
I think Athena wrote it. I gotta be honest. I think she wrote it.
Wow, that was fun.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Back to Stranger Things now, for some reason. Did you see how they used this song by Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you haven't. You're only on episode 2.
I'm not there yet, but I heard people are.
So, yeah, you can't have missed it. It's like number one in the charts right now. And I like this because apparently it's Running Up That Hill, : A Deal with God. Yeah.
Make a deal with God. What a deal with God.
Hey, we don't got the rights. Okay, that sounded.
Hey,
A
little trivia with that song I'm going to lay on you here. I'm a huge fan of Coldplay.
And yes, me too.
Their song, Speed of Sound, that song, The Speed of Sound by Coldplay, it's inspired by Running Up That Hill.
Oh my gosh.
They heard that and they're like, they wrote it to kind of match that because they were so inspired by that song. There you go. Speed of Sound. Coldplay.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
And if you listen to Speed of Sound, you're like, okay.
Okay, ready?
Oh, wow.
Deal with God. Lights go grounding at the speed of sound.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I like Coldplay, too.
I don't listen to Coldplay past Milo Zito. I don't even listen to that one, really.
You don't listen to them past Milo Zito?
Yeah.
Some good stuff after that.
Like what? Mm-hmm. Like the one where they're monkeys dancing?
Yeah. My wife agrees with you. She just shook her head. She's like, nope, nothing good after that.
Thank you, Moses' wife.
Nothing good.
Woo! I'm an old-time Coldplay kind of guy. You know?
Yeah, the old stuff.
With you there.
Yes. It's Rush of Blood to the Head. It's
Rush of
self-titled.
Same. Rush of Blood to the Head. I'm telling you. Clocks. You can't do any better than Clocks. Come on.
You can't. You literally can't do any better than Clocks.
No. Where were we?
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Running up that hill.
Running up that hill. So it's about, like, I guess, being in a relationship and, like, if you could switch places, you would see how the other person would feel. And if she could make a deal with me, with God, and get me to make that, like, kind of like, you know, those movies, those old comedy movies where, like, people switch bodies?
Like Freaky Friday.
Yes.
The one with Kirk Cameron and Dustin Hoffman was probably the worst.
Yeah.
Oh,
there were so many.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Not a top one.
That was a good one.
Like 76 of those movies.
You got Jamie Lee Curtis shredded the guitar at the end of the movie. Come on.
Shredded it.
So clearly I've made a lot of these deals.
Yeah.
Over time. And I'm always ready to Freaky Friday some shit. But I haven't talked to Kate Bush. Kate, come on the pod.
Please.
Kate Bush. I'm the biggest fan.
Please, Kate. We're begging you. I know you're probably super free. So come on.
Well, you know what? They didn't know if they were going to get to be able to use this song in the show. And they approached her, and luckily she was a fan of Stranger Things already.
She's so cool.
Luckily she was a fan. Didn't mind probably $4 to $5 million for the rights to use it.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Oh, yeah.
I sometimes channel Kate Bush just in my daily life.
I'm going to see if my friend Mickey Bartlett can get a hold of her for us. I'm going to see if Mickey. Yeah, he saw her in a restaurant once in New York, so I'm going to see if he can...
Oh, well then 100% it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like 20 years ago he saw her.
He thinks he saw her.
And she shook his hand, and then he was like... So he probably knows her. He probably knows her.
Great.
I got it. I'll ask Carrot Top if he's ever met her. Right. That dude knows everybody.
So I I'm really happy that, I'm part of Stranger Things Season 4. This is a pretty big deal right now. And but I found this article, the story of running up that hill by Kate Bush. She goes off about it. Like, she wanted to name the song A Deal with God. Wow. And that's still, she considers that to this day, the title. But you know who insisted that it not be named that?
Peter Gabriel.
The no, record, the record labels.
Of course. Peter Gabriel. Yeah.
Damn. The record labels. Okay. Yeah. They said
surprise,
that
surprise.
They thought that that was like going to be too controversial.
Hmm. Mm.
Shit.
That's so dumb. I hate them.
She says, you see, for me, it's still called Deal with God. That was its title. But we were told that if we kept this title, that it would not be played in any of the religious countries. Italy wouldn't play it. France wouldn't play it. And Australia wouldn't play it. Ireland wouldn't play it. And that generally we might get it blocked purely because it has God in the title. Can you believe this shit?
Bullshit. Yeah.
That's
this
crazy.
Is some anti-Godism. These people are all anti-Godites.
Anti-Godites.
So anyway.
Goodite.
Very proud.
Goodite.
I make a lot of deals, folks. On Freaky Friday, just ask me. Remember that time I made that deal with you, Satan? No, that was more of a bet.
Yeah.
On Job. Yeah. Yeah. Moses, I made a deal with you.
Oh, yeah. Many. Well, that one. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a record deal, right? To release your first full-length album.
It's called When in Rome.
Come on, give us a little like sneak peek of the third track. Give us a little sneak peek.
Okay. I can't.
I was like, listen, Moses, I'm going to make it look like you're this huge badass. You just got to stay loyal, all right? And so we're going to get you to the land of blood and honey.
I can't wait for that movie.
Oh, my God. No.
All right. Good transition, God. It's time for group therapy with Psyche.
Yay! It's been a rough one. But Mercury is finally at a retrograde, so round of applause.
Is that what we're going with?
We are going with that, absolutely, and we're very excited.
Oh.
And I'm just, you know, I'm so happy. And, you know, people never skip leg day, but they do skip therapy day, and we're not going to skip it.
May I ask a question real quick here?
Absolutely.
To Psyche. Explain to me, Mercury is in retrograde. I know what it, where'd that come, what is that? I mean,
it's
the
astrology.
Planets are aligned. Yeah, yeah, the planets are aligned.
It's all about astrology.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Just about communication.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it's not about personal choices and stuff like that. It's more about just technology, truly. You know, you may have missed, you know, communications with people and emails. And, you know, it was never a thing up until, you know, the dot-com era is when I would say.
Well, see, and that's the thing, because people are using it all the time. Just to get out of stuff. I was at a coffee shop, and of course, the lady in front of me was like, this isn't what I ordered. And the person, the barista, goes, well, Mercury is in retrograde. And the lady's like, oh, okay. And she was fine with it.
Oh.
It's like people
well,
are just using
you know,
it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when in Rome. You know?
That's what it is. Mercury in retrograde, Moses. Yeah. It's basically, it do be like that.
When in retrograde.
Sometimes
it'd
be like that.
It do be like that game.
Wow.
So exactly. I have this premonition
that
I wanted to share
right.
with you guys.
What was your premonition?
Right. What?
So I had this premonition. As we all know, Cupid and I are expecting
Fantastic.
A child.
Fantastic.
How far along?
Very far.
Yeah.
Very far. We're cooked, you know, we're cooked. We're not finished baking, but we're almost there.
But Dobbin's about to be like, ding.
Yeah, I'd say in a
Ready.
Bit. Yeah, yeah, like, you know.
So it's like 450 degrees in your womb.
And Bing. I'm like, wait, I'm trying to cook something at 475 and I'm at about 425.
She has the worst doctor, actually, because the doctor's like, she's like, how far along? And he's like, very far.
Very far.
She's like, okay, that's what I'll tell people.
Yes. So I had this premonition that I was going to go to a dinner at one of my favorite restaurants, and I was going to come home. And the next morning, I don't know if it was a premonition or a dream at this point, it's all one and the same. But basically, I went into labor after we recorded a, you know, B grade version, because we're the B side, right? You know, the mixtape, the B side, you know, the mixtape, an episode of the God Pod. If that happens, you know, wow. After a Friday recording,
wow,
you heard it here first.
I'll help you give birth. I will bring your baby into this
that
world.
Was awkward.
in hell.
I was trying to say,
so my premonition is this going to happen right after the God Pod, after a recording.
Wow. Like, hey, listen, you say many times.
I don't think today, but just text me if that happens.
You know what? When you say B-side, B-side should never be a negative thing because there are plenty of B-sides that turn out to be fantastic and amazing.
Oh,
and I disagree most vehemently with that assertion anyway.
Satan,
just because we're more silly, maybe in this, you know,
the numbers don't lie. Tell us the numbers.
Episode.
Tell us the numbers, buddy.
Carrot Top is a B-side comedian.
They're consistent. So. They're great.
Consistent. The numbers are compared to Monday. Be honest.
He's just saying they're great. It's like that. It's like Psyche Doctor. It's you're equal. Very far.
It's exactly equal.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know you're lying.
No.
God works hard, plays hard. You know, he works on Mondays and plays on Fridays. Hey.
You know what? That's a great question you bring up. Like, which day?
I might never go back to being serious again.
Are there more listeners on Monday or Friday? That's a great question.
Well, which is because we record this on what day does this get released? On Monday.
These get released Mondays and Thursdays. This we record on a Friday.
So we are the Monday. Oh no, we are the work.
So the serious one compared to the silly group, which one gets more listeners? That's a great question.
How about this? If you like us, leave us leave a review and say Team Satan Psyche Team Thursday.
Or Team Thursday, General Thursday. Moses doesn't even get a B on Team Friends.
No, yeah, but he gets
here's
both.
The thing. Me and Moses
is on both.
Are on both.
Moses is out.
Yeah.
This Moses, what do you think gets more
views? This is just how people's schedules work out.
I mean, okay. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy both of them.
Politically correct.
Gun to your head, Moses.
When in Rome.
If you were a big investor, it could only invest in one
Who
day.
Do you love more? Who do you love more?
What is today? What is this?
This is like our best group therapy yet.
Yeah. Let me tell you, really this working is a, out some today, group things.
Today's a great episode, and it's probably
really launched some shit.
Whatever you say, Moses, it be that way sometimes.
Sometimes
okay?
It be like that.
Tend to be like that.
Stranger gods, it do be like that. Wow, what a premonition, Psyche.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, but just some food for thought.
Is it okay if you know, you're ready to pop?
Yeah, I don't think it's happening today, but it was just
are you that ready to pop where it'll be like in the next week?
She's very far.
Because these generalities.
It wouldn't be in the next week. No, it wouldn't be in the next week. Exactly. It wouldn't be in the next week.
She's very far months along, and wow, that's a lot of days.
Yeah. So I got, you know, it could happen within, you know, the next while. So, but I, you know, I'll just say that.
It could be any while right now.
Perfect.
How about that Obi woke?
Yeah, Obi woke.
I love Obi woke.
What? Has anyone
did
else
you come up with this Obi woke? I never heard that before.
I wrote it last night when I was on two edibles. Yeah. This is listen.
This is the Monday show.
This is something. This is just the title of the section of what's happening. Has anyone else been watching Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney
Plus?
No. Yes. High five, Psyche.
High five.
I've also been watching because I am equal parts Star Trek and Star Wars nerd. Mm. But I understand Moses and, you know,
I'm more Star Wars.
Satan here. Yeah. You're not into it.
I mean,
well, it seems like everybody's just racist from this article that you posted.
What?
Well, yeah. So basically what happened was in the show, which has Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan, he's being hunted by like Sith lords.
Fun.
Uh-huh.
There's like many of them. They have like an army of them now, you know, because they're in charge and shit. And one that's really intent on catching him is a black woman named, well, her name in real life is Moses Ingram, and strictly by virtue,
dope. Such a cool name.
Yes, but strictly by virtue of being on the show, she does a fine job. There's nothing like, you know, ham-fisted or like she doesn't stare into the camera and is like, "Hello, I am the first black woman Sith Lord. There's nothing like woke, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a show, and she happens, you know, whatever. And but there's all these racist trolls online who have been attacking her. And it's to the point where Ewan McGregor and the Star Wars account both had to like come out and say, like, we stand, you know, against this. And then if you go by what they say, you know, they're like, no, we just think it's bad writing. But yeah, this is real monsters in the world.
I know.
It's pretty strange. It's a strange thing that this always happens.
But it's always happened. It just now people can hide behind the keyboard and type away like trolls, you know, and it's easier to do.
That's right. You thought this was the silly show. No, this shit just got serious.
This shit just got real.
Yeah.
Fucking racist.
You know, I was talking to Zeus about it. Zeus knew about this before I do. Really? Zeus is hooked on Facebook.
I didn't know you were talking to him.
he's crashing on my couch. And anyway, Zeus knew about it before I did. And he asked me, he said, God, what is woke? And because God, like, he doesn't even know what that shit is, you know? He's so out.
That 100% means Zeus is problematic. If you don't know what woke means, you're...
Oh, he's 100% problematic, but he's learning. He's learning, okay? And I explained to him what it was, you know, and he was like, well, that's just racism. I was like, exactly. And he was like, well, fuck that. And I was like, exactly. I'm doing a good job of, you know, giving Zeus the woke mind virus.
Hey, that's good.
But a lot of people, you gotta understand, a lot of people don't know what woke, what is it? What is woke? What is all this discussion of this word?
Uh-oh, here woke. We go.
Satan, here we go. You wanna take this one?
Oh boy.
Woke to me is, no, I do not want to take this.
Woke is just being a person that understands right from wrong.
Yeah, woke is something that right people on the right side of politics grabbed onto because their media told
when
them
you say
that this
it, the
is
right
a bad
side.
Word. Yeah. The right side is in like the correct side.
And I mean the right correct side. The correct side okay. did the right thing.
There's the Satan we all
brainwashed the people, which I love. I like brainwashing.
Fox News viewers. Exactly.
I say this in the utmost respect when I say Fox News brainwashed their viewers to think woke is a bad word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is the opposite of being woke? That's like being like.
When did woke come around?
Is that being like slept?
Sleep.
Being awakened.
Slope. Nope.
Is woke like a new word of like within like. 2 years, you think?
No, it's like 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
It came around when there was social justice warriors. That's
interesting.
When there was, have they all been hunted down by the Sith Lords
like,
now?
There's no more left, this, right? I mean this in the utmost
just
respect.
Just Obi-Wan in the desert.
That was another thing that the right media jumped onto. The correct media, not just the Fox media, jumped onto. And grabbed on the word OSJWs, social justice warriors.
And that's basically what Obi-Wan is. He's a social justice warrior hiding out in the desert because they've all been hunted down by these trolls. And so basically being woke is like you're aware of stuff that's going on and you're not like just totally brainwashed by talking points. Right?
Right.
Something like that.
The word shook.
Oh.
How can I use that with woke?
What is what is your interpretation of what it means to be shook?
I'm shook to the core. Like I am shook.
Like, are you shook? You know, and many times people will ask me that, you know, Moses will be like, it do be like that, God. Are you shook? And I'll be like, yes, I'm very shook right now. Okay. I know you want me to homie up and be like, nah, I'm not shook. No, I am. Okay. So that's what woke is.
Hope Zeus appreciates our definition.
And anytime a black person appears in the show, they're like, that show is woke.
Wow.
And that's what it has come to mean for these people.
Insane.
And it's just
these people.
These 4chan racist trolls, these fucking pricks. Exactly. So,
oh yeah, 4chan. That's a documentary.
Good job by Ewan McGregor for, you know, saying something.
Love Ewan. I saw Ewan walking the streets of New York one time, and wow, he just was gliding through the village. And I was like, wow, what a dream, you know?
Like the time my friend Mickey Bartlett met Kate Bush in a restaurant in New York City.
Because he's a Jedi.
That must have been a
This
blast.
Was pre-Jedi time, though.
But he had the Force. The midichlorian count was very high. So
That's true.
Okay.
We have an Ask God section today.
It's
That's
time
cool.
for Ask God. We got some questions from our patrons. Lord Bacon 25th asks, Satan, is the portal to hell really in Long Island? If so, does this mean you like the weather there? So just to fill you in, Satan, on the last episode, we were talking about the
one we weren't invited to.
You are invited.
The work day.
Lies from the pit of hell. So we were talking about this conspiracy that Stranger Things is actually based on. Right, Moses?
Yes, you were there. Yes, of course.
And you probably brought it up.
It was in the outline, actually.
So basically, there was a government program, and they did experiments, and there was one done in Montauk, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was Operation Montauk or whatever. Mm. And they said the guy involved said that the portal to hell is in Long Island. So we talked about that. Satan, is it really there?
I'm going to be a little ambiguous here because I don't know legally what I can say. I went into a long-term NDA contract with Long Island.
And the Long Island Medium.
She's part of that contract. She got roped in.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That tells us everything we need to know.
There's more than one portal.
Oh, yeah.
So
can I ask, where is Hawkins supposed to be?
Just like the upside down, right? There's
Hawkins,
portals
Indiana.
Everywhere.
Oh, Indiana.
Stranger Things originally was called Montauk.
So there is, yeah, that's right. That's right. So there is a portal in Hawkins, Indiana.
And I can't say much about it. My hands are tied, but yes, there is.
Wow, you heard
and
it
I don't
want to
break my NDA at all. I really don't want to, you know, like
I think you broke it.
I can't
it,
talk
you know.
A lot, but. Long Island does, there is a portal to hell. Yes, 100%.
I love that here we have the, you know, the evil, the Satan himself. Yet he's very respectful of NDAs.
Let me tell you, those NDAs are litigious nightmares.
Satan doesn't want to fuck with that. Yeah, right. Come on.
Even Satan. Yeah, even Satan won't fuck with an NDA.
What's worse than Satan?
It was ironclad.
Lawsuit.
He doesn't want to lose that money.
You don't want those Jews taking you to court.
Whoa. Okay, I guess you're allowed to say that because you're Jewish.
Exactly.
Moses. So, okay. See, that's what being woke is, folks. All right. So, Dr. V asks, what is the most popular 80s arcade game in heaven?
Probably Ms. Pac-Man.
You all were just talking Stranger Things, so it seemed appropriate. Yeah, I mean.
Duck Hunt. Ms.
Oh,
I thought you said something else.
Okay.
I thought you said a cunt.
Yeah, I thought you said that.
Whoa.
I said Duck Hunt.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
I thought that you were saying that Ms. Pac-Man
yes,
was a cunt.
I thought so too. I thought you said, oh, Ms. Pac-Man. And Moses
you,
said,
yeah, because you said Ms. Pac-Man. And I said immediately, the cunt. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Ms. Pac-Man.
Well, okay. I don't know. Maybe she shows up on a Thursday show.
I mean,
we
come
don't
on.
Know.
Just that she went by Ms. Pac-Man and not Mrs. I don't, but that's fine.
I think it's Ms. now.
Well, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Duck wow. Hunt. So you're.
I wish it was called Cunt Hunt.
Wow.
It's my favorite word ever.
Well, I guess you're allowed to say that because you're. No.
Yeah, I can say whatever I want. Yeah. It's been powering.
Right. Also, if you're British. You're allowed to. Are you British?
Yeah.
Like, at least.
No, I just.
British?
I think I'm very cunty and I like it.
Let me tell you, this language is going to stop when that baby comes out. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, when she, everything changes.
It's like he's been watching a little too much Carrot Top prop comedy.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. You're gonna rethink that as soon as that baby Psyche arrives. Miss Cass, final question here from our lovely patron, Miss Cass, asks, God, do you treat yourself to a pedicure occasionally? If not, I suggest you do. And you know what, Miss Cass? It's been a while. And every time I do, I'm like, I should do this like every week. And then I don't for like, 20 years, 200 years, something like
just
that.
Just wanted to bring up my friend Jigsaw because you guys don't think I'm a true horror film buff. But
that is literally the Jigsaw doll. I know podcasts are not a visual medium, but if you guys could see this.
Wait, what? I wasn't looking.
Jigsaw lives in the future nursery.
That's terrifying. This
no, child. Don't do that. Don't do that. Think of the therapy bills. No.
She wanted to one-up me because I held up my baby earlier, and now she's holding up the Jigsaw doll.
Jigsaw.
Well, Wow.
She's loving this. She's living for it.
Okay. Oh.
Are you really going to put that in the baby's nursery?
It is in the nursery.
Is it going to stay in the nursery?
Yeah, he's really nice.
We'll see. Oh we'll see. We'll see how
you
feel.
He's from the movie.
We'll see how you feel after the pod when I induce birth.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Miraculous. Miraculous. So thanks for the question, Miss Cass. Thanks for the questions, everybody. How about you, gang? Do you get pedicures on the reg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe every 2 or 3 hours. I need those nails clean.
Your hooves, right? Your hooves need constant oils.
Oils.
Yeah. Oh,
exfoliants.
Yeah. What kind of oil do you use on the hooves?
It's a lot of argan oils. It's a lot of cocoa butter.
That's what I use. Wow.
I got to say, I'm still back at that because if there's a plushie with a unicorn, we have a unicorn kind of plushie little doll and its eyes are really big. And I'm like, that's too creepy for our child. I keep him away from it. But you got Jigsaw.
This is literally a child's nightmare waiting to happen.
Listen. This is us begging you. None of our business, but please no. I'm sure it's fine. Let's move on to blessings and smites.
Yes. Yes. I'll start. I'd like to bless the Monday show.
That's us.
That's us. Yes, I'd love to bless it.
Team Monday. Team Monday.
No, I'd like to bless whoever put me on the list for being the sexiest goddess. Mm-hmm. I really would
number
like to
three,
say
number
that.
Three.
I also something that we didn't mention that I want to highly recommend for those out there, because I would like to bless, is there is a speaking of Netflix failing, there's a Norm Macdonald comedy special that I highly recommend everyone listen to get your day going. So that I would like to bless Netflix for bringing some comedy, some great comedy back. I would like to smite the racists of the Star Wars world who are just assholes.
Not the racists of our world.
Just right. Star Wars today. Just Star Wars today.
Star Wars universe, there's probably racists.
The dark side. Yeah, the dark side today. The Sith racists, right.
Sure.
On
and I would like a second coming of more God Pod and labor water breaking during the God Pod show. That would be really fun.
That'd be amazing. I want to bless the song by Kate Bush called This Woman's Work. Yeah, because everybody's on this Kate Bush kick. You got to get that song, This Woman's Work by Kate Bush. I'm going to bless that song.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like her biggest song ever, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wuthering Heights, I think, was, right? Or Babushka?
Babushka. But yeah, This Woman's Work. And I want to smite the people that created and are working on Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Ooh.
How dare you? How dare you, each and every one of you, down to the makeup artist, whoever put that mask, just all of you. I smite. So for Second Coming, I want a little crossover episode with Monday and the serious says, and the goofy.
Says
game.
The guy on both.
Who's on both shows?
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's fine. Make these other people's schedules work.
I'm saying I want you both.
Speak to the god
you
of calendar.
You think I'm showing up any other time?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I would like to bless, big bless up to NASA for finding that burning planet that I tried to put a water park on. Good job, guys. Good job. Good job. And I want to smite all NDAs, even though I can't. I wish I could, y'all. My lips are sealed. Oh, that's who I was going to bless. Carrot Top, my friend. All right, go ahead.
Jigsaw's a little carrot toppy.
Don't even compare them.
I would like to bless all of you, the silly gang.
Cop out.
Okay. I would like to bless Kate Bush for keeping it real and trying to, you know, make a deal with God the title. She didn't win, but she got it on the album. Thanks, yeah. Kate Bush. I would like to smite the people that put me on that list of 10 weirdest gods. I find that to be offensive and wrong. And everybody else who sucks, these Star Wars pricks, yeah.
I meant to also bless Duck Hunt.
Mm. Oh, nice. Duck Hunt.
Oh, right. That Duck whole Hunt conversation.
This is such a silly show.
We had a fun time.
Thanks, Psyche. Hey, thanks, Psyche.
Are you all going to finish watching the season? Should we talk about it when we're done?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish it this weekend.
Good. Okay, yeah, me too.
Try not to have the baby before we, because I know you're going to take some time off. Try to hold off on that until you finish the show so we can talk about
it. Oh, yeah. No. Got to talk about it.
Oh, that mask is so scary. Holy shit. That's literally Jigsaw. Mm-hmm. Smite Jigsaw.
Okay. You didn't see this?
No, I didn't see it before. That is terrifying. Okay, I would like to smite Jigsaw. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on the God Pod.
Woo!